I set the project up while serving a custodial sentence. The project was aimed at the young offenders in the prison system at that time. They wanted to kill each other. Now, what we did is sit them down and realise that these young people had overstepped that mark already and we couldn't bring them back. So what we, instead of just getting rid of it and not continue with it, we thought we'll bring it into the community. So when I was released, I was given the opportunity to come and work for Interchange on a voluntary basis. I came out and obviously, like I said, having 7 years' experience of being behind a cell door, I thought I could use that in a positive way. Talking to young people who think about committing crime, talking to young people who have committed crime, showing them the consequence of what prison's really like from an offender's point of view. It's hard-hitting, as it needs to be, because these young people need to get the idea, the full effect of what prison's really like, because they feel as though prison's not hard enough. It's glamorised on the telly, the TV, the radio, whatever, saying that they're living a life of luxury in prison. I can honestly tell you now, being there, it's not a life of luxury. Nobody would like to share a cell with somebody for 23 hours a day. You know, and I get it across these young people that the work we're doing is a charity, an organisation, you know, that is working. We work with the probation service, the youth offending teams, South Yorkshire Police, you know, the fire service, to stop these young people and give them an outlook on what prison and consequences is all about.
So a scheme like this wasn't in place when you were initially released. So how have things changed?
Things have changed massively for myself, but also as an organisation, because now we're getting recognised as doing good in the community. It's changed where working with the police, I wouldn't have thought that would have been necessary, because offenders working with police, it doesn't happen. But we're changing that because we're trying to bring barriers down that the police aren't bad. They only do a job. If your house were burgled, your mum or your dad would want a crime reference number. So you would have to go to the police, and it's, you know, breaking them barriers down. But I can see that Sheffield alone, I think as though we've had a part to play in it being third safest city in the country.